Lord Jesus did indeed come to bring peace to our souls. It's important to understand, he said that he didn't come to bring peace to the world. He came to bring peace to each individual soul who would submit to him. He told us, don't think that I've come to bring peace. I've come to bring a sword. And he let us know it really is about those who accept him, those who reject him. And that, of course, would bring about division. People would have to make a decision. Will they accept or will they reject the Messiah, the Savior, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords? So we're taking a look here at Zechariah's situation. He's in the temple ministering, burning incense before the Lord, when suddenly on the right side of the altar where he is ministering, an angel appeared. But the angel, seeing that, of course, Zechariah was indeed gripped with fear, said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah. Your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you are to give him the name John." Can we hold it for just a minute? The angel said to Zechariah, "Your prayer has been heard." What was Zechariah's prayer? What specifically was heard by the Lord God? It had to do with Zechariah's prayer, and we know what the prayer is, the one that this angel is specifically referencing, because he says to Zechariah, "Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son." Isn't that beautiful? How many of you were with me when I talked about the beauty of Sarah having born a son for sure? But she didn't just bear a son. She didn't just have a baby and there's nothing really to think about. She bore the son who was truly a blessing to her. Because again, you recall, in that society, in that culture, it was critical that married women have children, and especially sons, who could carry on the name of her husband, continue that line. And very often, if a woman was not able to have a child for whatever the reason, she was really just looked down upon. She felt bad about herself. And so when Sarah had this son, it was a great thing for her. In fact, some people say that very often when a woman did not have a child, there may be in the question of some in her community who know her as to whether or not she is living a life that is pleasing to God. Well, we know that Elizabeth was, because the Bible says she was upright in the sight of God. Zechariah had been praying, and here's the thing. I want us to notice something here. The Bible tells us that Zechariah and his wife were well along in years. They were elderly. And Zechariah did not let his age or his wife's age or his wife's barrenness prevent him from praying to his God. As far as Zechariah was concerned, their age was just their age. Elizabeth's barrenness was just Elizabeth's barrenness. But their God was their almighty God, for whom nothing was too hard. And because he believed God could bring about the miracle necessary to enable them to have a son, Zechariah kept praying. He kept praying, even in their old age. He kept praying until one day, while he was in the temple ministering unto the Lord, the angel appeared and told him, "Your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you are to give him the name John. He will be a joy and delight to you, and many will rejoice because of his birth, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord." How many of you have allowed yourselves to be convinced that it really is a good idea to avoid making yourself great in your own sight? How many of you are convinced that it really is a great thing to not even focus on trying to seem to be great in the sight of other people? We have so many people who make it a point to make themselves at least seem to be great in the sight of other people, especially people that they go to the worship center with. They want to make it seem that they are so great. But I know a lot of us have valued the truth that humility is the way to go, and that there really is no need for us to try to make ourselves seem great. Just be real. Just do what God has called us to do. Just do what He has created us to do. Just do what He has empowered us to do without giving thought as to whether people consider us to be great, whether we consider ourselves to be great. Let's just be humble and do what God has given us the ability to do. I am emphasizing that because no matter what abilities we have, none of us gave ourselves the abilities that we have. Not one of us gave ourselves the abilities that we have. Every good ability that we have was given to us by the one who created us. Even the ability to improve in our use of what we've been given. If it were not for God giving us breath, if it were not for God giving us the ability to think, if it were not for God giving us the ability to figure out how to do better, we would not improve our function, our use of those special abilities we've been given. This angel said to Zechariah that his son would be great in the sight of the Lord. And then he gave some qualifications. He is never to take wine or other fermented drink, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit even from birth. Many of the people of Israel will he bring back to the Lord their God, and he will go on before the Lord in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to their children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. Notice, it did not say that he will be Elijah, but he will go on before the Lord in the spirit and power of Elijah. There would be some characteristics about him and about his ministry that would resemble the character and ministry of Elijah. Zechariah asked the angel, "How can I be sure of this? I am an old man, and my wife is well along in years." This sounds a little different from what we would have expected. He had been praying in his old age. In his old age, he had been praying that God would give him a son. And his prayer was heard. Now, think about the difference between his situation and Mary's situation. Because I know some of you are probably thinking, hold up now, you were sharing with us last week that Mary asked how this can be, that she could have a son without having had sexual intercourse with any man. That's true. Think about their difference, though. What do you notice that is different about Mary's situation when compared to Zechariah's situation? I kind of gave it to you. Zechariah had been praying for a son, even in his old age. Nowhere in the Bible are we told that Mary had been praying that she would be the mother of the Messiah. Nowhere in Scripture do we read that Mary had asked God to give her that blessing. And so when she asked how this could be, it would be perfectly understandable and legitimate that she would ask that question. All of this came as a surprise to Mary. The angel showing up, the angel telling her she was going to have a son, even though she had never had sexual intercourse, and that her son would be the Messiah, Jesus, who would save the people from our sins. In Zechariah's case, he had been asking for this son, not for the son, the Messiah, but for a son. He had been asking in his old age for a son. Now he wants to ask the angel, well, how can we have a son and we're both old? I know a lot of you know what happened as a result of him having asked that question. The outcome for him was very different than for Mary. We'll look into that when I come back.